beat,
but really, the old beat there, some of them crazy about. I like the death, but I can't fool them no more. Now that reddish talking about, I believe it's reddish. That thing hot, isn't it?
Yeah,
kind of.
It's hot, it's hot.
And then them red vegetables that grow on a vine.
Think about what
they get big red. You put them in a salad.
I wonder what that is.
Tomato.
You got
tomato.
Yeah. You got the little ones. You call
they
them.
They got little ones. Yeah, they got them little ones like that.
They call them.
I don't know what you call them. I call them the
pee wee. Isn't it? I think
it's Tommy toes. You ever?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Okay.
What's up with tomato? Sure. That thing I like.
Yeah. And now, let's see, now the kind of vegetable you chop up, it makes tears come in your eyes, you got them?
Onion.
Onion?
Yeah.
You got shallot or onion?
Yeah, you got shallot too?
No, I don't have shallot. In fact, I don't have no onion.
Yeah.
I don't plant because I ain't got no blood plant. Yeah, that's something good.
After you have plants.
Oh yeah, I plant that.
Have you ever heard of okra?
Sure, yeah, that's my favorite vegetable.
Oh man, that's so good.
Vinegar,
fried okra
with vinegar.
Yeah. I haven't had it with vinegar.
But you know what I seen a lady did? I was waking Madame Bonhomme's wife, Lundy, and she brought that man something to plate. And that boy sat down and said, "You want a piece of bread, potato bread, Irish potato?" I said, "Yes." And that bread was cooked just like a bread. And you talking about something was good, she told me that you're going to have 7 different ways to cook that Irish potato. And then I look at it a long time, it's round like a, just like a whole cake, you know. And she had it cut. You know, in 3 corners like that. God, dog, you talk about something was good. I don't know what you call it, but made out of art potato.
Yeah.
And I said, what?
He had potato pie.
And had a little meat in there, too. Looked like that ground meat. And so, what they call Bonhomme's first name? Robert. He said, "You like a chuck?" I said, "Yeah, what you call that?" He said, he told me something. I said, "So what would you call it?" I said, "That looked like nigga in the blanket for me." I said, "That man laughed." And I never had that since then, of course, that man died. But that is something good, you know me. And now you take ash with you. You can make a good dish out of that. But everybody knows how to cook it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I like it boiled with salt meat.
Yeah. Now, what kind of, you said you had orchards around here. What kind of fruit do you get?
They have apple tree. They had June peaches, that's the one that killed me. And they had
like
patch, yeah. That man went in that garden. And they had a half rotten one. He said, "Give it to the chicken." I said, "Let me your knife." He had a Joseph Roger too. I cut that rotten part off. Great big old peaches, June peaches, ate right from June. And I started eating that thing. I gave it, and he was there. And the madam called me. Instead of me throw the stone away, I try to swat it. And he hooked right there. And boy, I go, "Ooh!" I'm dying fast. And that woman was just patting in my back and blowing on me. So when that man come and grabbed me, he shook me like that. I brought that. My man said, "Why you take that that peach?" That man said, "I give it to him." So why you swallow? I said, "Well, I was in the hurry. I was throwing down and swallowing that thing." Now, every now and then I was feeling for that knot that other boy had. They say he had swallowed a peach stone and that come up a big knot windpipe, right? My man said, "That ain't no, that's natural." Well, he had a big old knot there and people used to grab that and pull it.